headmistress of Delhi Mission School and is an editor of Sharada Peeth, monthly journal called Sambit. Mataji regularly gives courses.
Sambit. Magazine name is Sambit.
Mataji regularly gives courses on Yoga Vedanta at IIT Delhi, which are also available on YouTube channel, NRCB IIT Delhi. Tonight, our revered guests will speak to us on Bhakti Yoga. It is an honor and a blessing to have both of you here with us, Mataji.
त्वमेव माता च पिता त्वमेव त्वमेव बंधुश्च सखा त्वमेव त्वमेव विद्या द्रविणं त्वमेव त्वमेव सर्वं मम देवदेव जननीं शारदा देवी रामकृष्ण जगद्गुरु पादपद्मी तयोश्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः.
Today we are very happy to be amongst such a beautiful group, a wonderful group, so much interested in spiritual matters and in the tradition of Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother and Swamiji. And it is very nice to be here, though for a short time, to come to know about all of you. And today I am asked to speak something about bhakti, the devotion. It's a very huge topic, so I shall say some few words about it. You know, people are differently endowed in head, heart and hands, we can say, intellectually or in feelings and action. Those who are more prone to heart, emotional nature, for them devotional path is more suited. In fact, to love others, it is ingrained in every one of us, in human beings. From childhood till death, you know how every one of us we involve in different interhuman relationships. From the time of birth, start loving mother, father, sister, brother, then friends, husband, children. So it is very natural and spontaneous for us to love others. But this same love, when it is directed towards the Supreme God, then we call it bhakti or devotion. It is only our changing the direction. It is not something, a difficult accomplishment that you have to have a lot of preparation, you must study a lot of many scriptures and practice this and that. If you have this, if you just can turn your love towards God, that becomes bhakti yoga. And whom shall we love? When we think, actually, there is nobody deserving love except God. Sri Ramanujacharya, an exponent of Visishtadvaita Mata, he says, from Brahman to a clump of grass, nothing deserves to be loved because it is constantly changing. But we learn this lesson after many heartbreaks. We love friends, relatives, and so many times we get disappointment, shock. Ultimately we realize God alone deserves to be loved. Of course, we love everyone, but nothing is permanent. Our love towards God, that is the only thing that helps us to go beyond this world, to progress in spiritual life and all that. And so all relations, you know, become transitory. Slowly we realize only our relation with God, He who is our father, mother, friend, relative, and all our wealth, education, everything, knowledge, Tameva Sarvam Mama Deva Deva. You are my all in all. So when that feeling comes, then we are starting to practice the spiritual path. In the path of devotion we are practicing. And Sri Ramakrishna tells us, in this Kali Yuga, the best student for everyone is Naradiya Bhakti. No? What is Naradiya Bhakti is, you know, Narada is one of the famous exponents. He has written Narada Bhakti Sutra. You might have studied, some of you. And in that he defines bhakti as the intense love for God. Intense love and devotion towards God. Sa tasmin paramat prema rupa, he says. There is intense love. And when you have that love, there is no place for kama. They say, no, jaha Ram, jaha kama. Where Rama is there, kama, desire cannot be. And when you attain that love, real love, that highest love, supreme love, then you don't have any other desire. You don't grieve over anything in worldly matters. And you don't hate anybody. You don't excessively feel elated over things. It is said in Narada Bhakti Sutra, Tat prapya na kinchit vanchati, na shochati, na dveshti, na ramate, no tsahi bhavati. So you does not have any self-interest when you have this love. And also Narada tells, Tadarpita akila acharata, tat vismarane paramam vyakulate. You offer all your actions, you surrender to the Lord and you miss God so much, you know. Even for a second, if you forget God, you feel intensely sad, you feel bad. So that vyakulata, Sri Ramakrishna also gives so much importance to vyakulata in spiritual life. He says vyakulata yoga, he even adds yoga. Just like bhakti yoga, jnana yoga, karma yoga, vyakulata itself can lead you to the highest growth. Even if you don't have any intellectual accomplishments, even if you don't have any other high qualities and qualifications and fitness that is expected in other parts, but if you have that intense devotion for God, that vyakulata, we have seen in the life of Sri Ramakrishna, no? How intense was his vyakulata before he attained the darshan of Mother Kali. You know? In the beginning there was nobody to guide him, but he weeps and he cries. And in that intense devotion, Mother makes herself seen to him. So the devotee prays, Thou art my all in all. In three words, I have none other to call as my own. That's the feeling of devotees. One famous devotee, Saint Rabia, she says, if I call on you with the desire of going to heavens, you please be told, don't send me to heaven. And if I call on thee out of fear of going to hell, then put me in the worst hell possible. But if I call on you just for the sake of yourself, only for getting you, then please don't withhold your vision from me. So, even other famous devotee, Kunti, we have heard in Bhagavata, how she prays. She prays for misfortunes and difficulties. No? Ordinary people, we pray to God so that we may overcome misfortunes and difficulties. Nobody wants unhappiness, grief, misery. But she thinks to remember God is the essential thing. So if you are in misfortune and difficulty, you remember God more. So she prays, that is the extreme we feel, how she prays. Vipadaha santu. She says, Vipat, difficulties may come to me frequently so that I may never forget you. That is the real devotee. Now many times we get the doubt. Of course we are praying from so many years, we get diksha. Does God hear our prayer? Sri Ramakrishna gives the answer. What did he say? Ekshobha, 100 times true that God hears your prayer. And he adds one suffix, Jodi antarikho, if it is from within the heart. If the prayer you pray to God If it is from deep, from within your heart, then suddenly God is going to hear. Don't think it is a one-way traffic. Mm-hmm. When we pray to God, God hears. God answers. Sri Ramakrishna says, Darshan, Sparshan and Allah. You can see, you can touch, you can converse with God. Swami Vivekananda's question was that, when first time he meets Sri Ramakrishna, have you seen God? He says, yes, I have seen. Not only that, I can show you. Do you really want God? How many really want God? People shed lots of, so much of tears for the sake of worldly pleasures and wealth. Who weeps for God? If you really want God, you can certainly get God, he says. So God really answers our prayer. But how intense must be this Vyakulata? That is there. That is the question. Sri Ramakrishna tells so many parables, so in Gospel is full of stories to narrate all these matters about. In one story he says, there is a guru and a disciple. This Shishya is all the time pestering Guru, when shall I see God, when shall I see God? Then one day both of them are taking bath in the river and the Guru hold the head of the Shishya under water for a few minutes and then release. How did you feel? Oh, I was panting for breath. I couldn't breathe. Then he says, when you feel similarly for the sake of God, then you can see God. So he says, Vyakulata is like Arunodaya. It is dawn before sunrise. When you see dawn, you know sunrise is approaching. So when you see Vyakulata in a person, then you are sure before long God is going to appear there. So Sri Ramakrishna also tells us how we should pray to God. He would even demonstrate. He would throw his hands and feet and weep in front of Mother and he would demonstrate how we should. And he says, if you have that faith and that of a small child, then you can see God. He also says, no, that devotion a faithful wife has for her husband, and a miser has for his wealth, and what is that? A child has for its mother. So when these three types of love, they combine, then certainly you can decide that you are sure that God is going to come. He gives so many examples in Gospel. You all must be reading Kathamrita regularly. You know the story of that small boy and Madhusudan Dhamma? How this boy, every day he goes to school and he is so much afraid of wild animals and he asks his mother. Mother tells, oh, your brother is there in the forest. If you call, then he will reply. Then this boy, small boy, so innocent, full of faith, he believes. And then he calls, like from next day, he is not afraid. He knows his brother Madhusudanda is going to come whenever he calls. And whenever he is afraid, he calls and immediately, actually God took the form, you know, form of his brother. And daily he accompanies him to the school. And then daily he plays with him and all that. But he didn't realize it was actually God. He thought it was his own brother. But it was so natural. And there was a function in the school and they asked to bring some presentations. And then again he doesn't know what to take. His mother tells, oh, go and approach your Madhusudanda, he will give. He gives a small pot full of curds that yogurt. And that, when they emptied it again and again, it is becoming full. And Guru wants to see, how is it possible? Who gave this? Oh my, there is my brother Madhusudanda. How is he? Oh, he is blue in color, wears a beautiful yellow pitambar and he has a peacock and he is having flute and he plays with me daily. So can you show your brother to me? He takes, okay, why daily I am seeing him, I can show you. But when that day when he goes and calls Madhusudanda, he is not coming. Then she starts weeping. People will think I am a liar. I every day used to come. What happened? Today you are not showing yourself. Then he hears a voice without form. No? That is, you are so innocent and pure and simple faith. So I showed myself to you. Your guru is not up to the stage. He has to go through many sadhan bhajan and then only he will be dissolving my grace and my vision. So it is not so easy. Only when you have such a deep devotion, then you can have a simple faith of a child. Actually, it is very easy, but we are becoming complicated people. In this world, we are having so many complexes and complicated nature. So we don't know how to simply call on God with faith like a child, with full faith. Then in that case, God would have really answered our call. And then Swami Vivekananda has also written so many essays on this bhakti, you know, devotion. And in that, bhakti yoga, all is compiled as bhakti yoga in complete verse, you might have read. There he says, this can be compared to, actually, you know, the bhakti devotion has, we can broadly classify into two stages. One is gauni or preparatory, and other is the parabhakti or the supreme bhakti. In the gauni stage, preparatory stage, you can take help of so many things. You go to temples and you take holy baths in rivers, and then you visit pilgrimage, and then you read books, you sing songs, you do ritualistic puja. So many things you can hear, lectures and all this, you can take help. But when this gauni, that bhakti matures into parabhakti, all these forms, and these are all actually not essentials, they drop off. When the deep devotion, that flood of current of devotion, you are taken away, carried away, then none of them is necessary. In the beginning, we start doing puja with so many articles we want, 10 items, 16 items, puja, home, havan. But slowly, slowly, nothing is necessary. If we can call with deep love God, that is not necessary. So when it goes to that stage, it becomes parabhakti, you know, that is supreme love. There, no external form or formalities, this fasting and rituals and all, you need not care for that. If you have real love in the heart, even manas puja, inside the mind, you can think of God and pray to God. So Swamiji compares this supreme, that high love, to a triangle. You know? A triangle has three corners. So he says the first corner is love knows no bargaining. You know? Because in case of true love, it cannot be a shopkeeping religion. I am offering so many rupees and you have to give it. There are many people who pray to God, I will do this puja, that puja, and so on. Then you must give me a nice job, you must get this one wife for me. This and that, we want so many desires we have. But in real devotion, devotee will not pray like that. They are inferior. We pray to God for getting something. That is an inferior type of love. Do we really want God? Do we really want to progress in spiritual life? That is the real love. We want to see God, we want to talk with God, we want to go progress with God. That is the real love. In that case, then you will not ask for small. Sri Ramakrishna says, you go to a Maharaja and you ask for a brinjal. You can't ask. You ask for bhakti, naan, vairag. You ask for pure devotion, like that you will ask. So, no earthly benefits. You will never ask for earthly benefit. God is lovable because He is great, He is perfect, He is the only thing fit to be loved. That's why He loves. There is love for love's sake, not for getting anything in return. Once Swamiji gives this example also, these Pandavas, they are going, when they were going on Vanavas, you know, they are going, then one day Draupadi, she asked Yudhishthir, you are praying to God throughout your life. What did God give you? You are always facing misfortune and you are miserable. Still you are praying to God. Why you are still praying? Then Yudhishthir shows the range of mountains and says, I love these Himalayas because they are glorious, majestic, beautiful. Not that they give me anything. So I love God also. He is great, He is grand and the highest. I want to love the highest, greatest. I don't expect that I will get something in return. If we expect something in return, that becomes shopkeeping tourism. That's a lesser thing. So this love has no bargaining and return in expectation. That is one thing. Second, in the triangle, he says, love knows no fear. So when you love God, you are not afraid of anything. Because your dear God is present in everyone. Who can hurt you? Even if anyone hurts you or injures you, you don't feel like retaliating. You don't like hating like that. Not wasting, that's what. You see the beloved Lord's face, even in the enemy also. You will say, a messenger from my beloved has come. Even in the difficulties, whoever, whatever you get, in all things, we accept it is God's will. Let thy will be done. That surrender attitude comes and you are no more afraid. So real love, when you love somebody, you are not afraid to give up, face any danger, anything, you can do anything. Swamiji gave another example also, no? you might have read that one mother, she, one lady, she is going alone near a secluded forest and suddenly, suppose, a tiger jumps on her. What will be her reaction? She will run for her life out of fear. But suppose she is having her baby in her hand, her saving her own life will not come into her mind at all. Her main concern is how to save the baby. And she will come in between tiger and the baby. No, she will raise herself. The baby should be saved. So because of that extreme love for her child, she has overcome the fear for her own life. So when you truly love, even in ordinary case, we see so many love marriages. They don't care. They don't care for father, mother, everybody, they go away. No? How? Because they are fearless. That when you love somebody, you don't care what others say, what happens. And you are simply like mad after that love. So when you love Supreme God also, why should you be afraid? There is no fear at all. And your God is going to protect you always. That faith also will be there. And the third corner, it is, they say, love has no rival. You don't have any rival, you don't have any rival. The best ideal you place outside and you worship them. Here also Swamiji says, a good person has a good ideal and loves. And a wicked person may have that, whatever he thinks as best, he places outside and worships. That difference is there. So this, till now we are speaking of this parabhakti, as the highest type of this love. So the lower love, the preparatory love or the gauni prem, that matures gradually into this high love. So Swamiji also says there are stages. He says there are, sound is not good. Hello? The stages of this love, he says, in the initial stages, it is only you have reverence. It is a stage of reverence to teacher and elders, guru and great people. So in this initial stage it is reverence to great people, saints, guru and all. And in the next stage it is preeti, he says. That is, you have pleasure only in the thought of God. That intense love for God, and you feel that sweet pain, viraha, you know, in the absence of God. That is the next stage. And at that stage, you don't like talking about anything. All other talks stop. You like to talk of only God. When Sri Ramakrishna, no, he goes to somebody's house, when they start talking about worldly matters, he can't bear, he leaves that place. He doesn't like to hear all those things. So a devotee wants to hear about God, are saints and spiritual matters, they will not relish talking about worldly things. So in the next stage he says, Tadiyata, here I belong to you. There is feeling of surrender is there. The devotee feels he has nothing to call his own. God is everything. His beloved God, he is all in all. And I surrender to that God. And whatever that God does, that is best for me. This is nothing called unfavorable, apratikul situation in life. Because whatever happens by the will of God, it is for my good only. Even if it is, I feel I am hurt or I am having problem, but still I know, since God has given me that, it must be for my good. So this sort of, I belong to you. I don't have anybody in this world except you. I belong to you. This is Tadiyata. In this whole world, you are only one I have. I have nobody else. That feeling comes. And the Vaishnava Acharyas, they talk of another stage also. Madhiyata Bhava, they say. It is that God belongs to me. That not the, yes, I belong to God is one thing. Now God belongs to me means there is a force. I can put demands. You are mine. You must come to me. I can exercise some pressure. Not that I seek you. God will seek you. If you are so pure and full of love, that is Sri Radha, you know. They say she had that, the highest. Even the Lord comes behind that devotee. So much of devotion and purity is there in the heart of that devotee is there. So, since we are all human beings, when we love God also, we apply our human relations. In that way only we can think. We can't, first of all, God is a personal for us. We can't love Nirakar, Nirgun, Infinite. That is a Jnana Marga is different. A bhakti means automatically God is having form and qualities. His beautiful form and wonderful, all sadgunas are there. Then only I can love God. And I relate myself with some relation or the other. Just as the human relations what we are having, you know, there are different relations. The first they are telling Shanta. That is the calm. That is, there is no excitement in this. Oh, in ancient times the sages and rishis, they had this type of love towards God. It is a peaceful type, calm type, and there is no excitement. You just call on God. When God comes, you are happy. That you will be waiting and praying to God. The next stage is called the Dasya. You know? This we know how Mahavir Anjaneya had Sri Ramachandra. That is the servant's devotion to the master. Servant is ready to do anything for the sake of master. Even give his own life also for the sake of master. That devotion is there. But here one thing is that there is never equality between the master and the servant. There is a difference. Master is always higher position. I am in lower position. I being a devotee, I can never think I am equal to the master. That cannot be there. I am lawyer, I am nothing. I am always offering my life to you. I am your servant. In that way, we day and night we pray. That is one thing. But in the next type, sakya, they say friendship. Friendship means equality must be there. Then only friendship can happen when two equal people are there, that its correct friendship will be there. Unequal person will not have good friendship. No? It will not last long. So, in this type of relation, we have, for example, Arjuna and Krishna, and all that Gopalas, that cowherd boys and Krishna, they had that type of relation, this sakya, friendship. So, a friend is very dear and near to me. I can tell the innermost secrets of my heart to friend. Sometimes I don't tell them even to my parents or anybody else, but to my dear friend, I can tell everything to the friend, that will happen. So that sakya is there. In fact, we can say this whole world is like a playground. And God is the player. And we are all his playmates. If we can accept this situation, then it's all fun, you know. To play with God is great fun. If we think God, there is a beautiful song in Bengali. I don't know whether they know. Kericho Virata Shishu Anama. The God is playing in his own modes, like that in this world he is playing. And we are all small, his friends, we are all in his company. We enjoy the play. We have nothing to worry. The cowherd boys have nothing to worry. Krishna will take care of them. Any danger, Krishna will take care of them. They are always playing. And even Arjuna, he says, no, in the beginning Arjuna thought Krishna was his only friend. He never thought Krishna was something great or God or like that. But only when he saw the Vishwarup Darshan, no, then he realized Krishna is not his equal. If something is real, God only. Then he feels bad, then he asks his forgiveness. No? He says, Ajanata mai manam tavedam. I did not know your greatness. I used to call, Hey Krishna, Hey Yadava, Hey Saketi. I used to call, Hey Krishna, come here, sit here. And we used to sleep together, talk together, and eat together. Many times I might have insulted you, talked slightingly, and I did not realize that you are a great Supreme God at all. I thought you are my friend. So please forgive me if I have done any mistake, thinking that you are my equal and you are my own friend. He plays, because he knew then only that he was the Lord himself. As long as we think God is our friend, we are equals. We don't think God is superior, I am inferior. I am afraid of God. I want something from God. Nothing. And he is my best friend. In that feeling, they deal with it. We know God is there always to help us and protect us, and we don't seek anything else. And next is the Vatsalya Bhava, they say. That is the mother's love for the child. Like Yashoda had for Krishna, or Sri Rama, Kausalya had Sri Rama. Here, the child is the receiver. God is the receiver, because the child cannot give us anything. The mother, father, they simply love child. They are the givers. We want to give. We think, if I am not there, who will look after my child? I must look after that child. All the time, the caring and nurturing, that feeling is there. The child cannot do anything itself. I should do everything for the child. The child needs me. This feeling comes. Even Yashoda, she never realized Krishna was Bhagavan, no? He can't do anything. Only when Krishna suddenly that eating mud, he shows, opens the mouth and Vishwarupa, then the world she is subway. Immediately Krishna concealed that. If she thinks that her child is God, then that Vatsalya Bhava can't go on. The God will not allow that his Mahima should be known by a devotee. He will conceal it and he will come just like us, so that we can love him truly, as mother loves the child. Here mother is like superior and child is inferior. It is always in receiving end, we are at the giving end. It is not equality. In this way it comes. And in the Madhura Bhava, the next is the relation between the lover and the beloved. Even in this there are two types they are telling. One between the husband and wife, wife and husband. That is a legitimate relation. So it is natural. Nobody opposes. But this gopis and Krishna, that was the illegitimate love in the eye of the world, you know. Because many of them were even married. But when they heard Krishna's flute, they forgot everything. They ran to him. Of course, they knew that he was the Supreme God, also Mahatma, that he knew. But they never cared what society thinks about them, about propriety or impropriety of this action, whether it is my dharma or adharma, my duty or what people, nothing could detain them. That, what to say, you became mad after that God. Your lover, the lover becomes mad after the beloved. So that is the madhura, the sweet relation with the God. So in these different ways, the devotees pray to God and try to develop any one of the relations which suit to our nature, and we can become intimate with God. It is easy to think of God in a human way. We can't think of an infinite and all-pervading and like that, we can't think. We want a human form to love and place our devotion in that. And Sri Ramakrishna actually says, the whole world is a lunatic asylum. Everybody is mad after something or the other. But it is better to be, most of the people are mad for money, position and this and that. It is better to be mad for the sake of God, he says. So I am mad after God, he says. Deima Pavali Kore Brahmane. You make me mad, mad for yourself. And so in this way, he says, he also says, one more way, Sri Ramakrishna has shown one more way, we can say. I said Vatsalya is mother's love to child. He is having Matruhav, child's love towards mother. Child is always dependent on mother. Mother, ma achenar ani achen. Mother is there, I am there. I have nothing to wear. Mother will take care of me always. I am carefree. This is the feeling Sri Ramakrishna had. It's a very pure type, you know, very unselfish and pure type of love. And I have no, nothing. I just depend, surrender to mother, and mother will look after me under all this one. So, when we can pray like this to God, God will really come to us in, if we can pray with all our heart, from the inside depth of heart, and think that He is my only help. Without Him, nothing is permanent in this world. Surely, one day or the other, we are going to reach Him. I pray to Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother and Swamiji, may we all have some devotion, true devotion to their lotus feet. May we be able to reach Him in our life. Thank you.